This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Udauli Festival, Dhanne Purnima, Yomari Puni and Japu Diwas being celebrated today. President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Supreme Court seeks clarification from Parliament Secretariat regarding letter declaring impeachment proceeding against Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jabara inactive. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says impeachment against Chief Justice still active. Election Commission allocates proportional representation seats to political parties. And Russian President Vladimir Putin threatens the possibility of nuclear war. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has sought clarification from the Parliament Secretariat regarding the letter that declared the impeachment motion registered against the suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangha Bahadur Rana inactive. The full bench of the Supreme Court that was called following the issuance of the letter decided to write the Parliament Secretariat seeking answers to some key questions. The key questions include whether the proceedings of the report of the Impeachment Recommendation Committee of the House of Representatives was still active or not, and whether the report will be tabled in the meeting of the new House of Representatives or not. Likewise, the Supreme Court has asked whether the impeachment proceeding became inactive with the term completion of the then House of Representatives or any of the existing or because of any of the existing constitutional laws. Meanwhile, speaking at a press meet yesterday, Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the impeachment proceeding had not turned inactive. He said the impeachment against the suspended Chief Justice would be won by the upcoming House of Representatives, saying the matter would be finalized by the Sovereign Parliament. Meanwhile, Supreme Court Bar Association has filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court against the move of the General Secretary of the Parliament Secretariat. The Election Commission has unveiled the seat allocation to political parties as per the votes they received under the proportional representation system of the November 20th elections. The CPNUML secured 34 seats in the Federal Parliament and 70 seats in the Provincial Assemblies as per the proportional category vote counting. The Nepali Congress got 32 seats in the Federal Parliament and 64 seats in the Provincial Assemblies. Likewise, the CPN Maoist Centre received 14 seats in Federal Parliament and 29 seats in the Provincial Assemblies. The Rashtriya Swatantrata Party secured 13 seats in the Federal Parliament. The government has thanked all the stakeholders for their support in concluding the November 20th elections, unveiling the decision of Tuesday's cabinet meeting yesterday. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting thanked all voters, political parties, government employees, security bodies and media and personnel, media persons and civil society for their contributions to conclude the elections successfully. As shared by Minister Karki, the cabinet meeting also decided to accept the $1.6 million grant and $200 million loan from the Asian Development Bank and the Norway government for the School Sector Reform Plan 2021-31. The government has also decided to publish a notice banning any kind of strikes in highly essential public services in Nepal Gadget. On the occasion, Communication Minister Karki said the post-election government will be formed under the leadership of the existing ruling alliance and it would be of a stable nature. In his address to a program at his office yesterday, Minister Karki stated that a government under the ruling coalition was the need of the nation and it had been endorsed by the people in recent elections. Udauli, the second most important festival of the Kirat community, is being celebrated across the country today with joy and fervour. Udauli festival is celebrated every year on the full moon day of the month of Mangsir according to the lunar calendar. During the festival of Udauli, there is a tradition of worshipping nature and ancestors before harvesting the crops. During the festival, the Kurat folks gather together to celebrate the festival in an organized manner and exchange good wishes. Today is also Dhanne Purnima. The Newar community also celebrate Yamari Puni today. They cook a special delicacy made of rice flour called Yamari today. The Japu subgroup of the Newar community celebrate Japu Divas today itself. President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday received the annual report of the National Human Rights Commission, which was presented by the Commission's chairperson Tap Bahadur Magar. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the President said the annual report for the last fiscal year was submitted to the President at a ceremony held at Sital Niwas. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for government's effort for preserving old native languages. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Bhasha Mangkakhala Yala at Sital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari also said respective language communities too must be active for the preservation of their mother tongue. On the occasion, President Bhandari conferred Satya Mohan Joshi Nepal Bhasha Sahitya Puraskar to Pharinder Ratna Bajracharya. The literary award carries a purse of 51,000 rupees cash prize and a letter of appreciation. The Public Procurement Monitoring Office has sought clarification from 8 construction companies for the second time, asking why they should be blacklisted, why they should not be blacklisted rather. The defaulters were asked to furnish written clarification with 7 days or face the action. Those 8 companies are Guna Construction Service, Sirua Kabir Sunkosi Joint Venture, Muskan Suppliers, Anushtan Construction, Sirua Construction, Delhi Trading and Jay Gardimai Construction. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The All Nepal Peasants Federation and Nepal Peasants Federation have put forward a 7-point demand with the government calling for the implementation of the support price for paddy and the smooth supply of fertilizers. The cabinet meeting on the 2nd of November decided to fix the support price for paddy for the current fiscal year. However, the concerned sides claim that the price fixation for the current fiscal year was not justifiable and would not benefit farmers in view of cost prices and inflation. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, claimed that Nepali sky was safe for flight operation. At a program organized in the capital yesterday on the occasion of International Civil Aviation Day, Minister Shrestha asserted there was no situation for the international agency to raise questions on the issue of aviation safety in Nepal. He said that Nepal's aviation sector had come closer to get removed from the blacklist of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. He, however, admitted that the Nepal Airlines Corporation's leadership had not been able to develop its institutional capacity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the threat of a nuclear war was rising but insisted Russia had not gone mad and would not use its nuclear weapons first. The Russian president insisted that his country would only use weapons of mass destruction in response to an attack. Speaking at Russia's annual Human Rights Council meeting, he also said that war in Ukraine could be a lengthy process. Western officials believe Putin initially planned for a rapid victory. Russia's capacity to use nuclear weapons has come under increased scrutiny since it invaded Ukraine in February. 25 people have been arrested in raids across Germany on suspicion of plotting to overthrow the government. German reports say the group of far-right and ex-military figures plan to storm the parliament building, the Reichstag, and seize power. A BBC report states that a minor aristocrat described as Prince Heinrich is alleged to have been central to their plans. According to federal prosecutors, he is one of two alleged ringleaders among those arrested across 11 German states. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, has faced defeat in Delhi's local body polls after 15 years of service covering three consecutive terms. The 10-year-old Aam Aadmi Party, which currently rules the Delhi state, emerged as the winner in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi elections, the voting for which was held on Sunday. In the 250-member-strong Municipal Corporation of Delhi House, the Aam Aadmi Party won 134 seats and the BJP's candidates won in 104 wards. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Udhauli Festival, Dhanya Purnima, Yamari Puni and Japu Divas being celebrated today. President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Supreme Court seeks clarification from Parliament Secretariat regarding letter declaring impeachment proceeding against Chief Justice Jolendra Samsar Jabara inactive. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says impeachment against Chief Justice still active. Election Commission allocates proportional seats to political parties and Russian President Vladimir Putin threatens that possibility of nuclear war was rising. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.